Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charl Tango Quebec. I didn't quite get all your call. This is KN4BWA. How are you this afternoon?
All right. Staying dry.
Well, I'm just glad to have the opportunity to have to try to stay dry. Some of my trees were chasing my dog around. Not anymore.
To the Greer Ham Club.
Steve on this end. It's KN4BWA.
God, it's getting my back fixed, and I belong to the West Palm Beach Radio Club, but I'm going to be at the Greer Club Monday.
Come on in. Welcome. And have you got directions on how to get in there?
I think so. It's the World Lodge.
That's exactly correct. And which way would you be coming?
I fit it in my GPS, yeah. Let me look here.
Since you got your GPS, you should be able to find it with no problems. I believe it's Highway 290. It's either 290 or 296 going out of Greer towards Lyman. And it's in a little brick building on the left as you come out of Greer. But if you come in on the Vern Smith Parkway, Highway 80, and you come down that way, it'll be on your right, just a little ways out of Greer. And one of the landmarks is the inland terminal for all the overseas containers that come in and out of the area.
For that.
Well, I hope I'll get to see you Monday night. They have a pretty good time. You know, just a bunch of guys that like to enjoy themselves. They'll probably be talking and patting themselves on the back about the field day they just had. They're a nationally competitive field day group. And, yeah, it's a pretty good bunch.
I'm new at this, really. I've only had my license for 3 months.
Wouldn't have been able to tell it by the way you're being on the radio. You sound just like you've been at it for a while. And that's a good thing. Now, so you're out of West Palm Beach?
Palm Beach. I had about 30 years as an electronics technician, so, but I'm retired. I was doing software for the FAA after that. So I got my extra license pretty quick.
There you go, man. You've moved up the food chain pretty fast. That's good. Well, have you gotten off into FT8 or any of the digital modes?
Exactly where I'd like to have help on.
So what kind of radio do you have at home?
I'm talking on a FT5R.
I'm talking to your, I'm talking about your HF radio at home.
Installed that yet. I bought the radio, but I haven't got the rest of the components yet. I got a 991 at everybody's recommendation.
I'm sitting here looking at my FT991A, and I'll tell you what, it's really easy to do. As long as you know all the settings in the radio, and I could copy mine down, and you could take them back down to West Palm with you, and then download the software and a few other things, and you may need a little bit of help in the software, setting up the software, but, hey, I'm sure there's lots of folks down in West Palm that would be able to help you out on that, wouldn't there?
Got that radio right here in Greer.
Oh, okay. Have you got it hooked up and running, or is it just with you?
I gotta get me a antenna and a cable.
How about a permanent mount, or are you talking about using it in your vehicle?
Just a mobile mount. I can, you know, put out on the yard there.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and copy down all the settings and for the FT8 software, and I'll make some photographs of it, and I'll get you the settings in my FT8 software for you, too. So you might be able to go home and just set it right up and go to work.
Okay, thanks. Got any recommendations on an antenna?
Off with a vertical to a rotatable dipole, 33 feet wide, and from where I started to where I am now, oh, I could have saved myself some big dollars. Does your neighborhood at home have an HOA?
Actually, when I get settled in, I plan to be living on a sailboat. I got my marine license, too, captain's license, master's sailing and towing.
Now, in that case, how long a boat of your are you going to be on?
Probably put a dipole on it. All right. But I'm looking for a vertical, just one, you know, a portable vertical one.
I can recommend one antenna for you that you might just like it a whole lot. Have you got a pen and paper?
Ready.
Google Yaesu ATAS 120A. That's a Yaesu ATAS, ATAS 120A. It's a screwdriver antenna that you could run on your vehicle, or you could mount it on that boat up at the top of a mast. Oh, man. And it covers everything from 40 down to 70 centimeters. That means 40, 30, 20, 10, 15, 17, and it covers 2 meter and 440.
TAS 120.
That's a Alpha Tango Alpha Sierra ATAS 120 Alpha.
Got it.
That thing up, because I've got one, and I've talked over into Europe. I've talked pretty much all over the U.S. Now, I did not have that much success getting into the Pacific Rim with it. But that was back a year or two ago when propagation was way down and it was difficult to do much of anything. So I imagine right now I could probably hit the Pacific Rim, but I could do anything in the U.S.
That's one of the reasons why I want to go to the ham meeting and see if I can learn everything I can.
Good opinion. Jump in there, comment.
20, but I prefer the diamond, the screwdriver, because with the ATAS, you're just restricted to Yaesu equipment. If you know, you have to get the adapter and for the price. The diamond screwdriver, it works better. I use them both, but it's not a bad antenna, it's a good antenna. It's just you are restricted to Yaesu brand, and with the other one, you know you got your own control, so you can use any kind of radio you got. But that's my point. KB4NC Mobile.
This with a 991A, and ATOS works perfect on that. And, yes, there is a drawback because you cannot do 80-meter on the ATOS. Gabriel, that antenna, that diamond you're talking about, is that one of those that you have to use a tuner with?
No screwdriver antenna needs a tuner. if you need a tuner, you got something wrong. And I've been telling everybody when I hear that, I try any brand in the market. Can you imagine? But now, if you need a tuner, you got something wrong with it. You mean the diamond, the vertical? No. That is six. This is like a regular, just imagine the Atlas, but it's got a bigger coil on there. I got one, but mine is mechanical. It's not a screwdriver, but it's the same antenna.
Well, listen, as far as using a tuner, you better talk to some of these folks that have got Tar Heels. If you don't have a tuner on those, you ain't getting anywhere.
He can take that one out and put a monoband, a diamond, for 80 meters, and you got to cover up everything.
The Tar Heel?
Or the big ones? The big ones work pretty good. The small ones, I don't want to comment on that.
The Tar Heels, if you don't have a tuner on those, you can pretty much forget it.
I got something wrong, buddy, because I installed two 200s, 100, and they work perfect. It's probably bonding or the shunt coil on the bottom. You have to disconnect it for go 20 and up. But if you're going to do 30 and down, you need the shunt coil, and maybe you need two of those with a relay and a remote switch so you can switch it between the two, which is the normal setup I've been using on those, and they work pretty good, buddy.
Talked to so far, that's one reason I did not go with a Tar Heel, because they said, you know, you got to have everybody I've talked to has them, says you got to have a tuner, and that's the nice part about that ATOS antenna. It's already set up for that 991A. You just push a button and it tunes itself and drives itself. It comes into perfect tune just about every time. And if he puts this up at the top of a mast on a sailboat or a powerboat, he doesn't want to be going up and down like that.
Not the coupling on that. Actually, I have a Tar Heel 200 that I'm going to install on this one. But I've been using the High Sierras for a long time. Man, those things work great. And everybody told me, oh, you need a tuner. I never need a tuner, man. And I got the Amcom. It used to be a company. They support the High Sierra antennas. And I got the auto tuner. So, you just push the button, same thing. And it works great, man. I have no problems with it. But like I tell you, I mean, if you got a ground problem, then you need a tuner. But that's because you got something wrong on that thingy. Anyway, let me put some diesel on this thing, and I cut you guys in like a 5K before I see my way back to you.
Next week's going to be good to get up with you as far as replacing that display on that 857D for me. Lost him. And by the way, what was your name there, Miami? East or West Palm Beach?
This is KO4WTQ. From what I understand, the 991A has a tuner built into it.
Choosing to match tune to that ATOS antenna. That's what gives you that ability to go from 40 meters all the way down to 70 centimeters. And it works beautiful. What's your name? Well, like I said, it's Steve on this end. I hope I get to see you Monday night at the meeting. And I got to get up with Gabriel. I got to get him to replace a display on another radio that I've got. So, anyhow. Yeah, well, I am working on radios in my little shack right now, and I got to get right back to it, or I'm never going to get done. So I hope I get to see you Monday night. KN4 VWA, I'm clear.
What's your name?
One more time, it's Steve. Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec, clear.
And by the way, I'll be the tall, good-looking, bald-headed fella in the room. Roger, talk to you later. 73 is KN4, VWA, clear.
N4 WHM, monitoring.
And I thought I'd give you a shout. You've been busy.
It's over so far. Fucking stuff to do here at home.
Get our yard fixed up in a couple places and had some painting done and got the driveway steam cleaned and pressure washed the main, brick pressure washed. It's just been so hot. It's been hard to find somebody to do it. It's been so hot lately. Been miserable out here, no matter what we do. When I get much rain here, Zay, I hope you guys are getting some of it your way.
You bet. We got a good rain the other day. Got almost 2 inches out of a old thunderstorm that come through. And but before that, we've been without for nearly 3 weeks. So it greened everything up, made the grass grow, ready to cut it again, but we could still use some more.
I'm on at least my third week, it may be 4 weeks before we have cut the grass. Probably have to do it next week. We did get a little rain last week, but that's not much. We have to water some of the grass here and there, but just can't water everything right now. It's just too expensive for us. But I wanted to ask you, how's the gal doing?
Fine. Getting along. Just, I would imagine getting used to not having to do some of the things she's been having to do for the last few years, especially with the nursing home.
I can imagine. I know how that is. Get tired then and just can't do much anything. And especially when it's just herself. And I'm sure she had a couple other people helping her, but it's been difficult for her. I know. Be sure and tell her we ask about her.
I'll be glad to pass it along.
I was going to ask you, but I forgot what it was now, Bill. Oh, I know what it was. Have they decided who blew up the Guidestones?
Yeah, I don't know. They got a picture of somebody you can't make out running in a car leaving. You barely can't make out other than it being a silver sedan. So I imagine somebody will start talking before long. It may take them 6 months or a year, but I think they'll probably end up catching them.
Well, that sort of thing, they can't stay quiet. They got to rag to somebody about it.
But people want to talk, want to be respected or think it gives them respect, but somebody will say something. It'll get out.
That's how it is. That's not too far from that repeater site, isn't it?
The crow flies probably less than 3 miles.
I'm thinking about somewhere else, Bill. I know where the repeater site is. That's not that close, but that's kind of the general area anyway. We went to Bowman a few weeks ago. We went on a Monday over there. And Lori and Alan and his wife for a lunch of they waited at the Bowman house, and it was really disappointing. It's not anything like it was at one time. Just didn't have anything much there, and the service was slow. The food wasn't very good at all after the family, got out of it. I think they originally passed away, and then the kids were running for a while, then when they decided to retire, think it held up a while, but it wasn't good at all. I was a little disappointed in it. I didn't know if you'd eaten there lately or not.
Nothing. I haven't been by there. I don't guess I've eaten there in 4 years. And like I said, used to, I'd go by there, especially breakfast, they'd have a crowd every morning when I was on the way to work, and now I'm not even, I don't even know if they're open when I come by. I don't ever see any cars.
Damn, for a while, or did, you know, during the COVID thing, and I think it kind of, you know, took a big bite out of the business, so to speak. But they're open, I think, in some mornings. They open at 11 o'clock some days. Other times they open in the morning, but like I said, whenever we've been by there, they, you know, we thought they were closed, but they were open and nobody was out there.
Doesn't have near the business it did, and that's a shame.
Hey, over at that Jim's Grill place over there in Bowman, that thing's been up a few years. It was fair. It wasn't great or anything like that either. It's just not enough traffic going through there, I guess, to support that unless you got a real good restaurant like it was before.
I mean, there was, you know, a time, I remember back 10, 15 years ago, maybe even farther than that, especially on Sunday, you go over after church, you'd have to wait 2 hours to get a table. And Saturday night was the same way. People come from all over. But like I said, I think the service and the food started going down and people just quit driving that far to patronage it. So it's unfortunate and sad.
When we were eating there, it was late. My daddy was still alive. He passed away in 98. He was still alive. We would go out there every once in a while back in the 80s, and it was always good. But like you said, it was hard to get in. It kind of reminded me of the swap meeting back in the early years. And I think Booty's is kind of the same way now, but yeah, that's just, we were tempted to go every time or two, but we can't do the all-you-can-eat stuff anymore. It's kind of a waste of money for us to eat at a place like that.
And when it's, I want to say it's close to $20 a person now to get in. You have to do a lot of eating to eat up $20 a piece.
Yes, we can't do it. There was a time when I might have been able to do it, but I can't do it anymore. And, it reminded me, too, when you were talking about that, you know, the Blue Willow Social Circle closed a couple of years ago, and it hadn't been reopened yet either, so I don't think it's ever going to reopen unless somebody else buys it. That was another place back in the 90s, and it was really good then. I mean, the food was worth, going out your way to drive to eat there, but it was expensive there, too, but you did get a little bit better quality food than most other restaurants in the area. But they're just not, I think that Gumbog is still pretty good from what I understand, but I haven't been out there in 25 years, I don't guess.
In the Gumbog either in probably 25 years, maybe. Yeah, about that long. And, you know, they got that Mennonite restaurant there in Livonia, and it's good, but it's expensive. But it's good food.
They had a Mennonite restaurant here in Anderson for years called Midnight Maid, and it was always good, too. And they closed it down. But I read about the one in Livonia. It had, like, it was really good from all the reviews. But, again, we very seldom go that way. It's kind of out of our way to do that. If we're going to, out to Atlanta, we're just getting on 85, head out there, you know, just only about a mile from, 2 miles from the house anyway. So we just hit 85 and go on and usually don't get off down there. But we might try that one day, though. We kind of stick to what we know nowadays, the quality of food. Everything's gone up so much, too. It's just, you know, whether you're going to get a good meal or not going to get a good meal. We try to eat places that have been consistent, but even now, it's, everything's good. It's just gone up $2 or $3 at least per person.
Things have gone up, that's for sure. I was looking back through some papers I had on my desk, even on some ham radio stuff I bought, and just cables and connectors and Anderson poles and stuff like that, and looked them up just to see what they were today, and yeah, it's, everything's gone up. It doesn't matter what it is.
Some rigs are going up too. I noticed the there's really nothing out there right now. There's probably less than $1,200 for an HF rig, and I guess that's probably the 991A. That may be the least. I think it's 7,300 still about the same price. It was. You can buy those things for $1,000 new for just a year ago or so. And the 590 is probably $1,400 more now.
About right on the pricing. Our club, Athens Radio Club, we just bought two 7300s and two ICOM 2-meter 70-centimeter radios to make some go boxes. And I think we paid just under $1,100 a piece for the 7300s. And I think they did have some kind of little rebate, but still right at $1,000 plus tax. So still an expensive little radio. You would have hoped the price would have come down, but it stayed just the same or maybe even a little higher.
Oh, man, I was talking about it yesterday that we were coming back from somewhere. I said, she said, these prices, even when things get better, they're not going to go down. I said, nope, they're not going to go down. And either pay the same price for less product or less quality or, whatever. But other than the gas price, it may come back when oil comes back down again. But the other stuff, I think it's staying where it is. Unless the only thing that may happen is if the housing market, when they get real tight on these interest rates, the housing market may take a little bit of a beat. Interest rate to get up to 6.5-7%, which they could. That'll put the clamps on a lot of people buying houses.
And go back to where you have to have 20% down and things like that. Then by the time you get the PMI points added to it, it's gonna put a screeching halt to it, I'm afraid.
Just about finished up the one next door to us here now. They brought a bunch of people out to see it, but they're asking way too much for it. It's way too expensive for a house in this neighborhood. It's not a lakefront. But, when they ask about four times what we pay for hours, we've had ours for 20-something years now. But still, it's a little bit out of, that kind of price range is a little bit out of place here. And so this is an older neighborhood. It's a little bit out of range here for a house that doesn't have, it's not a lakefront.
House prices are crazy right now. I know we just got our tax bills, and basically everybody's taxes went up about 10%. And for those that got the big houses on the lake, I feel sorry for them. Mine was bad enough, but I figured mine was about 8.5, just under 8.5% increase.
Ours are kind of tied in on our house, and we get a good big break on our senior citizens too, but we get a break on our taxes because we don't have the increase in sales tax here. They added some of the stuff to the cost of tax, have the lower tax, I guess, on cars, vehicles and boats and that sort of thing, and took it off the thing because we don't pay any sales tax on groceries here either, which is pretty helpful. With it being, with tax being 6.5-7% in some areas. But, they sold a house down the road from us, and it is a lakefront with a dock. It's a pretty nice looking house. It's not real big, and I think they sold that thing. I think it went for $629 or something like that, and that's crazy. I know people pay it, but I never knew anybody that could afford that kind of house.
Imagine a house payment on a $600,000 house. You'd be paying $3,000 to $5,000 a month. That's a little much for me. If you can get by that cheap.
In our price range, I'm just glad we paid our house off when we did. We paid it off in 2005 or 2006, I think. said, I got mine when that, man, I didn't have that much money on it anyway. I went and paid it off because I was at a, I think I had a 7.25% loan. I didn't want to refinance something. Of course, I had the cash. Go ahead and pay it off and be done with it. So, yeah, the only thing I had to worry about is my taxes. My daggum homeowner's insurance bill cost more than my taxes did. That tells you how crazy it is here.
Insurance, taxes on your insurance on your taxes. They get you coming and going. M4WHM.
Hello, T, and I'm about to get back inside here. The grandkids are here this afternoon. They seem to be pretty laid back today. They're not throwing a fit to go outside or anything, but it's pretty decent out here right now. The wind's blowing. Sun's behind the clouds, but no rain. I sure hope we get some later today. Well, it's good talking to you, and Dave Jan, I wish you all as well, and you have a good one, Bill. M4WHM, M4DJC, clear.
Hey, you have a good one, and enjoy those grandkids. Have a good time, and it was good to talk to you as always. I'll look for you down the log. M4WHM, I'll be clear and standing by.
With Uniform 2 Tango, mobile.
Well, Rusty, I was going to get off the radio, but I had a question for you. M4DJC.
U2 T-Mobile.
My printer, I'm going to replace it. I think I'm going to use it to get an Epson EcoTank. What do you think about those in general, just as a small home printer?
Graham Sticks, Jerry.
No, I said printers.
When I get my HF rig in the car, I'm going to use hamsticks for my for when I work mobile out at places. So, yeah, right now I'm just coming back down. I'm coming through rain up here on 26. I'm about to get down to the Clinton Split, 385 Clinton Split up here for 26.
Probably didn't copy me then, Rusty. I was talking about like a printer for a computer printer.
Printer, okay. What, I didn't hear, you were a little bit static, and also the rain, it's trying to rain on me where I am right now, and I'll get chillier as I get closer to home, thank goodness, and all, I've been out of state for 3 weeks.
To the convention. I think you're going, I don't remember where you're going. I might be going to Chicago or someplace. But anyway, I was thinking about getting an Epson EcoTank, and I think that's what I'm going to go with. This is a lot cheaper to print with. I had an HP, but I never liked that thing. Good reviews, and tankless is pretty cheap to operate too. I think I'm going to give it a try, but no more HPs for me either, Rusty. I'll let you go, and I wish you W2T M4DJC. I'll be clear, Rusty. You're kind of breaking up pretty bad, I'm sure I am too. Talk to you later.
Okay, we'll talk to you later, W2T.